Today's devotional is based on Matthew 21, verses 12 to 17, and it was written by the Reverend Dr. Roderick Graham. We all love a parade, don't we? Enticed by the color, the music, floats, and balloons, joining in is so alluring. And that day in Jerusalem, as Jesus approached the city riding on a donkey, lots of people joined in the procession. It was a joyous, unruly, untidy, ragbag parade of humanity. The lost, the lonely, the sick, the marginalized, the children, and the foolish all found a welcome. Here was their king, a donkey-riding king, a king of peace and love, coming down the Mount of Olives and approaching the Eastern Gate. Yet what we may not realize is that at roughly the same time, approaching the Western Gate from the road to the coast was another parade. This one had marching, weapons, well-disciplined soldiers, and it was led by a figure in uniform riding a stallion. This was a parade of power, not joy, led by one Pontius Pilate, coming into the city to keep order during the Passover celebrations. Two parades, two approaches to life that were to clash in the days ahead. And the confrontation starts in the temple, as Jesus, in mounting rage, drives out the money changers. Even now, it shocks us. We are not accustomed to seeing Jesus in anger. His fury arises from various reasons: the misuse of the court of the Gentiles as a trading floor, rather than a place of prayer and communion with God. This area was meant as the sanctuary for non-Jews. His anger also because of the rich and powerful ripping off the poor by charging exorbitant commission rates for exchanging common currency into temple coin. It was a lucrative arrangement between the temple authorities and the greedy, grasping money folk. No ethical investment here, and Jesus is outraged. Two models of how we might live, one of money, power, and control, another of love, joy, and acceptance of all. Which parade will you choose to follow as you journey through Holy Week? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our delightful donkey-riding King, in whose parade come the waifs and strays, may it be your way that we follow, your procession of love we join, that we might be led ever forward to your kingdom of justice and inclusion for all your followers. Amen.